time to talk about one of the most exciting bits of kit in the world of video games that we've seen in many a long while. We've heard about 3D, we've seen it at the cinemas, it's now available on your TV and as part of video games consoles as well, but always with the glasses. Now you can get it in a console, handheld, without the glasses. Of course, we're talking about the Nintendo 3DS, which is out now to buy. It's in all good shops. Joining me now is Andy Robertson, a gaming expert and freelance journalist. Welcome to the program, Andy.
Thank you, Mick. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. Very excited, of course, about the 3DS. It's quite a hard thing to describe to people who maybe haven't seen it. It's 3D, but without the glasses.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you were saying before, yeah, sorry, recording that you'd been and you'd tried it yourself in one of these pop-up tents that Nintendo have arranged around the country. And I think that's the story right there, really, that until you've tried it and actually seen it for yourself and held it, it is quite hard to explain. But the sort of the bottom line is it does create a very genuine 3D experience in that top screen. You don't need to wear glasses.
It's, again, and even trying to do it now, it's hard to describe. When people say, what's it like? You think, well, it's a bit like, and you think, is it like a moving hologram? Is it like one of the Magic Eye pictures? You get depth there that's obviously not there. And it's also slidable as well. So if you don't like the idea of the 3D, you can play it as a regular 2D console as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the way I've sort of just described it in sort of writing and talking to people it changes looking at a video game from looking at a flat surface as if it was a piece of paper to more like looking through a window, so that you sort of you're looking into the game rather than looking at it, and that gives the game makers all sorts of possibilities for how they want to communicate what's going on in that world to you, the player.
Of course, this is it's been flagged up as sort of the next generation DS console. The Nintendo DS, the DSi, the DS Lite, and the DSi XL have been massively successful. This is a sort of a people will look at it and think, oh, it looks almost the same, but actually, it's not, is it? There's a very much different sort of technology working underneath.
Yeah, so I mean, the clamshell design has sort of become the set way that Nintendo is presenting its games these days. But within that, first of all, the horsepower available to games designers is more akin to the Wii rather than when in the DS was more like the previous generations of consoles. And then obviously you've got this 3D screen, but also you've got lots of other little sort of gizmos and gadgets in there as well. It's got an accelerometer and a gyroscope, so it knows what angle it's facing. So in some games, when you're aiming, you actually just move the 3DS around the room. It's also got 3D cameras on the outside and a face pointing camera looking at the player as well. So it offers all sorts of different possibilities.
Yeah, and I know in terms of the buzz which is generated around this new 3DS has been quite something. Of course, the midnight opening of the launch so people could go out and get them. I understand, I think it was Amazon.com announced sort of record pre-ordering numbers and figures for this. There was a sense that maybe Nintendo is falling behind in their wider console market behind, say, the PlayStation 3 and the 360, but still it's really leading the way when it comes to new technology, as we saw in the first place 4 or 5 years ago with the Wii, and now with 3D without the glasses and in your living room.
Yeah, and so you're seeing, like in the Japan launch, they sort of burnt through about 400,000 consoles in just the first 2 days. And then the records that have previously been set in terms of pre-orders in the UK by the Wii have again been sort of shattered by the 3DS. I think the interesting thing is it's really where the Wii is perceived as quite a family and casual gaming sort of console. The 3DS seems to be a step from Nintendo taking them into a more sort of more hardcore and a broader market, trying to encompass more gamers. And you see that in the sort of launch titles that they've got on the system, titles like Ridge Racer.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned this. Yeah, because of course, you know, in terms of the kit and the console, like the Wii, you'll play the game of tennis for a bit, and you'll think, well, okay, what else can it offer me? And I guess the real test of this console is how the 3D is used, and then about the games which are supported from it.
Yeah, so I mean, for hardcore gamers, the really exciting story will be the Metal Gear Solid and the Resident Evil type games, and then obviously it has strong family games as well. But that I think is why I'm quite excited about the 3DS, is that it's not just this 3D screen, but it's got all the different sort of elements to it that open up all sorts of different sort of gameplay options. So I'm really excited to see how some of the innovative games we've seen on the Wii and the DS come across to the 3DS in their own unique way.
And as a gamer of a certain age, I'm able to say that to you, Andy, without sounding like I'm being cheeky, Kid Icarus returns to a console for the first time in forever. I think he appeared in Smash Brothers Brawl, didn't he, on the Wii. But actually, as a game in its own right, this is a franchise which most people, I imagine, who will pick up a 3DS probably will never have played.
Yeah, exactly. Apart from gamers like myself who go right back to the early Nintendo consoles. But I think Nintendo are aware of this, and they're sort of looking to sort of re-establish sort of links and kudos in that market. And this is the game which they sort of headlined when they first announced the 3DS back at E3. A year ago, this was the sort of the character that they used almost to just introduce the device as a whole. So there's that sort of feel that they're sort of going back to their roots, really, and sort of saying we haven't forgot the hardcore gamer either.
Yeah, and speaking of hardcore gamers, possibly one of the most hardcore games I think I've ever played on the N64 was Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. That's been not just sort of revamped, it's been entirely remade, and that now in 3D as well. How does that stack up, do you think, to the original? And do you think it'll sort of win over a sort of a new generation, if you like, of gamers?
Yeah, that's the story, really. It's a classic game and a classic experience, and classic story. But it's one that's sort of locked away in this old technology, in the sort of N64. It has been sort of re-released on the Virtual Console as well. But this will really get it front and centre in front of a whole new audience. And as a gamer myself, I'm quite looking forward to seeing how my kids respond to a game that I remember playing when I was a lot younger.
Yeah, sure thing. And just of the launch titles, Andy, which ones stand out for you? Which are the ones which maybe you pick up a 3DS and maybe a couple of titles? Which ones would you recommend?
I mean, it really depends what sort of game you are and what sort of games you like. But for me, Pilot Wings Resort, I really enjoyed Wii Sports Resort. That was one of my favourite games, still is. So the chance to play that on the go, play the flying sections, but then also bring in the Pilot Wings angle, which again is a game that dates back to the SNES, is really exciting. But the game that maybe hasn't had so much publicity that I think is a very strong launch title is Tom Clancy Ghost Recon, which is a turn-based strategy game and something a little different. So you really have to sort of be... The Tom Clancy games are often just charging and shooting, all about the action, but this is a real thinking man's game from Julian Gollop, who created a long line of classic turn-based games.
Sure thing. And the other game I just mentioned, the one that I was really impressed with, a launch title as well, I think it might be a launch title, was the Super Monkey Ball, which is a game which, if people will know the game, you're a monkey in a ball, and you use the tilting of the 3DS to make the monkey roll. But because it's 3D, you've got palm trees flying at you, bananas flying at you as well. You really get a sense of sort of depth and speed to it.
Yeah, then that's a great example. It takes a classic experience that's worked well on other platforms, but then actually applies a lot of the features in the 3DS to it. So it's not just the 3D screen, but it's the tilt controls, the stylus, the cameras, all those sorts of things, which are going to make a big difference to these games.
And before we let you go, Andy, is there maybe one killer app, one killer game you think that the 3DS will bring out? We're hearing rumours that the Mario 3DS will happen at some stage. Is there a game that you're really looking forward to, or is there maybe something which isn't, you know, maybe it's a bit in the sky at the moment, something that you think will make a real difference and make this the must-have console?
Again, it depends what your tastes are, but for me, I absolutely loved Wii Sports Resort. I'd love to see the full set of Wii Sports games come across to the 3DS, whether that just means they come across one at a time, like, you know, we've seen the Pilot Wings flying. I'd love to see a full 3D tennis game on the 3DS.
Yeah, sure.
That would be my choice, I think.
Yeah, be careful though if you're playing, you know, Frisbee Dog or Dog Frisbee. You might fling your actual 3DS across a train or a bus or something like that.
Yeah, but they don't come with wrist straps. Perhaps that's something which they should think about.
Brilliant stuff. Andy, great to speak to you. Andy Robertson, a gaming expert and a freelance journalist, and speaking about the launch of the new 3DS. Andy, thank you for joining us.
Cheers, Mick. Thanks a lot.